4. Claire had never dithered in her life. Even when the worst had befallen her, she'd been shocked, aghast, horrified, but she'd always known her own mind. Yet now, faced with Daniel and his plans for a future with her as his wife, she had no idea what she thought. What she felt? That was a different story. But she'd long ago learned that giving in to her impulses led to heartbreak, that her feelings were unreliable indicators as to sensible, much less safe, behaviour. She'd learned the hard way not to trust her instincts. At least, not when it came to men and marriage. The gong finally rang for luncheon. Having presided over a brief sewing session to repair the hem on Juliet's overcoat, Alethea Sinster was a firm believer in her children knowing the basics of survival, and sewing was one such necessary skill. Claire walked into the great hall in Juliet, Louisa, Therese, and Annabelle's wake. A quick glance around revealed that, with the older children still out riding, the three tutors and Melinda had elected to join the remaining children at their table, filling the spaces normally taken by the 15 and 16-year-old boys. Whether by design or simply luck, the space awaiting her was alongside Daniel. Claire hesitated for only a heartbeat, then with wholly spurious calm, went forward to claim her seat. She couldn't create a fuss over such a minor thing, and she wasn't such a coward. She had to give Daniel some form of answer. She told him later, but hadn't specified when later would be. Sadly, despite her thoughts having churned furiously ever since she'd come in from the porch, she was still no nearer formulating the right response, one that accurately conveyed her reaction to his suggestion. He'd been so heartbreakingly direct and honest. She simply couldn't allow herself not to be the same. Which meant she had to grapple with the totality of the unexpected, unprecedented, and entirely unanticipated emotions his words, their implication, and even more him, just him, evoked in her. Not even over her late husband could she recall experiencing this depth of emotional wrenching, as if something...